Did they plan on having such a big family so that they could use them in the field?
Or? Yeah, I think back in those days they planned to have children, lots of children, hoping that some of the first ones would be boys. But Mama always said that Tommy always went to the field with her daddy, you know, mm-hmm. and she was the oldest.
And your sisters were Tommy, Bonnie,
Annie Mae,
Cricket, and you. Mm-hmm. And your brothers were?
B.S., Clarence.
Clarence was called Biggin.
Uh-huh. And, because he weighed so much when he was born.
Luther?
Howard
and then Luther. Okay. Did they work in the cotton mills most of their lives?
Well, I don't think Luther worked very long. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like me. He didn't work, you know, over there like that. But the others all did. Up until Howard had the injury, mm-hmm. then he wasn't able to do that. So he went back to school and finished his education. And ended up being auditor of a motel over in Macon.
Did your sisters and brother, since I guess they were the ones that brought most of the money home?
Oh, yeah. And when they brought it home, they didn't take that part and give Mama the other part. They knew that she needed the money to run the home on, so they gave it to her. And she bought everything everybody needed. You know, like it was on that basis.
How far did she get into school?
She went to the 8th grade.
And Bonnie?
And Annie Mae went to the 8th grade. Bonnie went to the 4th grade. But now she didn't want to go to school. She wanted to stay at home. See, Mama had to have somebody in the home to look after the children while she went to the field, because she could pick 500-pound cotton by 12 o'clock noon, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And so this is what she did. So she left her with the children, the little ones that didn't go to school,
mm-hmm.
and she went with my daddy to the field.
So your mother worked in the field, too?
Worked in the field just like he did. And
how far did Aunt Cricket get into school?
Eight.
And
Barney was 4th, and of course the boys were younger.
And B.S., how?
I guess he went to about the 7th grade.
And Clarence?
About, I guess, 5th grade, I guess.
And Howard. He finally finished up. So you, Howard and Uncle Luther were the only three that graduated from high school.
And when we graduated from high school, when Luther and I graduated from Cedartown High School, we were the first ones from the Goodyear Village in Cedartown that graduated from Cedartown High School. We were the first ones out mm-hmm. of the village. And when we used to walk down the street, people would make fun of us for going to school.
And what did those other people usually do? Work in the mill?
Which
ones? The kids your age, when you were going to high school.
At that time, see, they didn't allow them to work in the mill. And they just picked up odd jobs around if they could find one and played around the house, sat around the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Walked to town like this, you know.
Yes. Do you remember or recall anything about or ever told you about Reconstruction after the Civil War?
No, they didn't. I don't know anything much about that.
Okay. Do you remember how, do you remember Jim Crow laws or the Black Clip Code laws where blacks couldn't do certain things?
I didn't know lots about those.
But the blacks did not have equal...
No. no equal rights. And you just seldom ever saw one come down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was none.
Okay. And they did not go to high school with you or my father.
No. And on until I graduated, there was no high school, there was no colored, you know.
Did they have separate water fountains and other things?
No, because we didn't have any blacks.
Okay.
But in town, if you was going to go to a place in town, there'd always be one for the white. But there's never anything for any color.
Mm-hmm.
See, they just started putting it in, you know, in the last, I don't know how many years it's been. But when Robert was in high school, I believe they might have started some.
Okay. So mostly there were not very many blacks in Cedartown.
No. And they stayed at home outside the city.
Okay.
If they ever had any get-togethers, it was outside of where... Whites would not be around.
Did you ever see any type of Ku Klux Klan or?
Yes. When we lived there on West Avenue in front of the church, the Ku Klux Klan came from town. Some of them were on horses, and they had the robes on, and seemed like one of them had some kind of staff or something in his hand. I don't remember about that, but anyway, I was just scared to death. I was a little girl, very little girl, and this man, you know where the store is there before you get to Crespi?
Yeah.
They would stop there. It was an old store building then. Stop right there. Burn crosses right in front of his yard, you know, because they said he was mean to his wife. So I don't know.
So they not only looked out for white supremacy over blacks, but they also looked out for people that like beat their wives or abused.
Yeah, abused their wives. That's right.
Did they say anything to you when they passed by and y'all watched them?
No, they didn't say anything to us. It was dark, you know, and when they marched up the road there, and of course, we all went inside the screen, you know, and just looked out, because some of them went on the porch, but there's no lights on, you know, in anybody's house, because everybody was afraid.
Did you feel that the Ku Klux Klan intimidated a lot of people back then?
I don't think really people, you know, liked them to, you know, and they're always scared to death to even talk about them.
How was your family with all of that?
That's the way they felt.
Not to fool with them?
Not fool with them at all.
How did your family feel towards the blacks in the area?
Well, it was hard to get used to, you know. I mean, used to, years ago, if a black did anything, well, and they didn't even have a trial or anything. They just carried him out and shot him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But since these new laws, well, there's been lots of difference.
Education was not really pushed back then for...
No. You didn't have to send your child to school if you didn't want to.
Okay.
It soon got to where they did.
They did.
People had to send their children to school, but they, lots of times, before a child ever started to school, he was 9 years old, you know. Big kids before they started school. And I remember when I started to school in the sixth grade, in the first grade when I was 6 years old, there's boys as tall as men, you know, that would go to the board and try to write.
Mm-hmm. And just basically learning the basics.
Learning just like we were.
Uh-huh. Were there a lot of prominent rich people in Cedartown, were they mostly the owners of the mill, or did the owners of the mill not live in Cedartown itself?
Well, I think the owners of the mill really didn't live in Cedartown. But that still left lots of people, you know, that was on the level of different kind of bosses mm-hmm. in the plant and offices and things like that.
They've rebuilt the old motel by your church.
The Wayside Inn,
and that was used for
people that was coming into town to, and of course a lot of that was railroad, you know, and they had lots of business things to do, and if you read some of that history of, you know, that tells you.
Did the railroad play a big part in Cedartown?
Well, I think the railroad did play a big part in Cedartown because there's lots of shipping. I mean, that even when the cotton stuff come to Goodyear, you know, it would come like in a bale of cotton.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have to take it apart and spin it and weave it and whatever. And I wasn't closely associated with it as far as working in it, mm-hmm. so I didn't know like the other girls would have known,
yeah.
you know. But that's what they sent the bales of cotton in here. When men had to come in for cotton export, Goodyear, railroad, a businessman, and some of them traveled like... had come maybe from overseas, you know, to have meetings and things. They went to the Wayside Inn Motel because that's the only hotel at that time, I believe, they had that I knew anything
yeah.
about.
When the railroad, did any of your brothers ever work on the railroad or work with the railroad?
No.
But a lot of people that worked with the railroad, they made a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And their children never suffered in school. Like when we got up in junior high and high, you know, things were really hard, you know. And they were the ones, you know, that could have decent clothes to wear.
Yeah.
Anything I ever had.
Did you wear hand-me-downs most of the time?
My sister took my older sister's clothes and made dresses for me. And coats for me. I never had a coat bought for me until the year I graduated. My sister made them all.
What year did you graduate from high school?
1937.
Okay. Was growing up without a father, was it harder on your family without your dad being alive?
I think so. But my mother thought she had to really have a firm hand with raising all the children mm-hmm. herself, and she did, you know, with four boys.
Did, with her being alone like that with nine children, she had to oversee all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that y'all were doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And you never knew your father.
No.
And that, but she talked about him
all the time. All the time.
And that made you feel like you knew
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
When your father died, your family moved to town
mm-hmm.
to work in the mill.
Yes.
Did she own the house that y'all lived in, or did y'all rent it? Or?
We rented it, but we rented it from the mills.
Mm-hmm.
And so at both places, Cotton Export and Goodyear. And the rent was just nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No water, no rent, no... I believe it was like $2 a month that the rent was, and then there's no water, no nothing. They furnished all light bulbs. They furnished everything, you know.
Can you remember how much your brothers or sister might have made in the mill?
I can't really remember, but at the start with, they made about, I suppose, about $10 a week.
$10 a week. Okay.
Now, when they first started, they had to work a 12-hour shift.
A 12-hour day.
12-hour day. And then they cut that out as the Goodyear came.
Yeah. New laws came into effect. Do you remember, coming to the mill was not your choice. The reason why is because that your family came to Cedartown was because of your father passing away.
Yes.